Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited. Dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can go and listen there if you'd like. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to our live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, and they run 24 hours a day. So any old time you want to, you can always hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live. In addition to that, you can learn about the over 100 great radio stations around the country that air the show throughout the week, various different times. Our satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels, our free-to-air KU-band channel, and the webcam and listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. Still to come, we've got to give you a recap of what happened with the John Huntsman campaign event that we were physically removed from. Derek, you and I and some other activists had gone out to that over the weekend. It was an outrageous violation of our right to assemble and right to free speech, but what's new? We'll give you some more details about that here in a moment. But first, to the phones and the fun, Sam. In New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live, Sam.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're great.
I just want to call and thank you, Ian, Mark, Derek, Stephanie, and JJ for really getting me involved. I had a long time thought I was a libertarian and pretty much voted with the Republicans because where I was, there was really no libertarian, what would you call it, representation.
Yeah.
But I found your podcast a few months ago and really have helped me get over that last hurdle of drugs. And also inspired me to get involved. Today I was at the poll in Exeter for about 5 hours holding a Ron Paul sign.
Oh, wow. Oh, how exciting.
A couple months ago I volunteered to work at the Liberty Forum and just wanted to thank you guys, and you're really having an impact out there.
Well, I want to thank you for holding those signs today. I mean, it can be difficult being standing out there.
It's
cold, boring.
Too.
It's, you know, I mean, you can get some thumbs down, and it's going to be emotionally a racking experience. I know what it's like. I've done it, too.
Let me ask. I mean, you've been, you're calling from New Hampshire. Were you already in New Hampshire, or are you a mover?
Yeah,
as part of the
moved here in 99 to get out of Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
So you're what they call, is that a pre-stater, I guess?
Pre-stater, yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool.
What was the feedback like in the polls?
Well, actually, I stopped in my town to vote first, and I talked to the guys holding signs there for Ron Paul, and they said about a third of the people were giving them the thumbs up. That's about what I saw out there, too, at Exeter, was about a third of them.
So, wait, is it a third giving thumbs up, a third ignoring, a third thumbs down, or, like, what's the negative aspect?
Some people just won't make eye contact. The
right.
Other ones will make eye contact, but then, you know, they're more friendly as they go by another candidate sign, which the only other candidate after about an hour were the Mitt Romneys, and they were filing in and out every hour, so they were getting some reprieve, but our guys hung in there. Oh, and we were at a high school, and during lunch, two high school students came by, and after school, another two came by, so we were the only ones that got students to come by.
Awesome. Well, they can't, getting students to vote is going to be a good thing for Ron Paul generally.
Yeah, well, they couldn't vote, and that was the exciting thing. They made handmade signs and got out there on their own.
Oh, just wow. Supporting him. I gotcha.
Sam,
yeah.
You mentioned your position on drugs. Were you previously for prohibition?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What changed your mind?
That it's not working. I mean, I, after being let down by the Republicans with the Contract for America, I started looking at most things as an economist, and the money we're putting into it, we're not getting our money back out of it. So
yeah.
Here.
The Contract of America with America, I was so excited about that thing. Yeah!
Fill me in. Is this before my time?
Have,
I don't get it. What is
it?
It's
the
mid-90s.
Republicans in the House and Senate and the President. What can go wrong?
Yeah. The Contract with America was essentially...
Wasn't it Gingrich or whatever?
Yeah, Gingrich was in charge of it. And you'd have to look it up to just know what it was for certain.
But nobody got to sign.
Here's my understanding.
Of course
not. Yeah, there is no contract. It's basically you put us in charge, and that's the Republicans, and we will shrink the size of government, fiscal responsibility, blah, blah, blah.
And they made it bigger.
It's rebranding what a politician is, right? Like, I'll tell you a bunch of lies, and then you put me into office, right?
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right, and it's a one-sided agreement, which means that... There's no agreement, yeah, so they no can contract. Do whatever they want.
They breached the contract.
There's
and
no liability,
no
of course.
Yeah,
now, I'm curious.
No blowback on them for it.
So, Sam, I mean, you said you came around on the idea of prohibition because of economics, and you know, you looked at it, and it just doesn't work. And that's true. You know, it's a huge waste of money. It's a huge waste of resources putting these, you know, peaceful people in jail. But I'm curious, after you came around on the issue, did you become more likely to understand the, you know, the point about it's your body, you can do what you want with it?
Well, that was always a hang-up because, you know, I pretty much let anybody do anything they want. I mean, if my neighbor wants to have his yard trashed and have old rusty cars and washing machines, it's his property. I mean, I don't have to like it, but I'm not going to, you know, I don't want the town to come in and tell him he's got to clean up his property.
Yeah, or throw him in a cage.
That was a tough thing to wrestle with, is how can I be so libertarian in all my other thinking except drugs? And then I guess what's helped get that moving along is, you know, vitamins and any supplements,
right?
Even steroids. I mean, if a guy wants to put steroids in his body, why can't he?
It's just the drugs that you didn't like, and that's you know, and that's what it comes down to. I there's lots of drugs out there I don't like. I don't want people doing a whole bunch of the drugs that are out there, but I want to be able to take the vitamin supplements that I want to take, and I want to have them, you know, prescription drugs available to me that my physician could recommend that I should be able to take that the government may not want me to take for whatever reason, whether it's you know, some anabolic steroids or whether it's some pain medication or whatever it is, marijuana. If my physician says it's a good idea, I want to be able to take that.
Well, Sam, I'm glad you're on board with the ideas, and I'm glad we were able to assist you in some way. You may want to drop into the Shire Society Forum. It's the newest forum on in the New Hampshire scene over at forum.shiresociety.com. It's where we're trying to create a community of liberty-minded people outside of Facebook that can interact and help each other and socialize, etc., and plan. So thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate
All
hearing
right,
from
I'll
you.
I'll see you in February.
Yes, sir, 8-5. He's talking All about right. the Liberty Forum, where we will be attending, and you can, too. If you go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, you can get registered there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So, Huntsman came to town. Now, I don't know who this guy is. I mean, I've, you know, seen the name in the papers or whatever, but he had this campaign event, and apparently, you know, he's got it together. He had, like, a projection.
In New Hampshire, yeah.
Yeah, like, he had the, like, we came up to this Keene State College is where it was happening, and there was this Huntsman on the side of the building, so he had a projector that was projecting Huntsman. And
these blue and red lights all, like, projecting up. Yeah, it was pretty majestic.
Yeah, they really did spend some money and some time setting this particular campaign event up. And this is the guy who now the only thing I know about this guy is that he is the guy who said, "Screw Iowa, I'm not going to campaign there." And so in Iowa, I think he got like 0.1%.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's absurd.
Yeah, he basically told the people in Iowa, "You don't matter. I'm not going to bother talking to you." So I don't know if that means he's going to do very well in the long run. I doubt it. But
I think he's going to get his, you know, Santorum got his bump in Iowa, where, you know, the religious zealots are more likely to get their bump. I think Huntsman's going to get his bump in New Hampshire, but neither one of these guys is really going to make it out of either one of these races.
They just don't have the what
I mean,
it takes.
I'm looking at numbers here, and I've got predictions, too. Not that anybody cares what my predictions are, but Huntsman he's at 17.9% now with 14.3% reporting.
That put him in third
that
place?
Shocks me.
It's strong third, and Santorum's below 10%. So
the Huntsman guy, I mean, I've kind of heard things through the rumor mill about him. Like, I guess he's not as bad on prohibition as the other Republicans.
He's not as bad on war as the other Republicans.
He's no Ron Paul, but he's like not as bad as the other guys. And so we didn't really feel comfortable with the idea. Jason Talley was with us from Talley.tv, and he had kind of learned this about him, and he didn't really feel comfortable, you know, singing in the actual area where Huntsman was going to be. So the idea was to just do a secession event. So, Derek, I believe you and Tally and some other folks made some secession signs to add to the one that I have, which is mine says, "Feds out of NH, secede now."
Right, because that worked so well at the Santorum event. I feel like getting the message of secession out there is pretty broad. You know, it can be statewide or individual secession.
Well, the AP video, you said it worked well in the AP video that was published everywhere with you in it. They show very clearly what your sign says in that video for a little while. So, it you know, that was effective, I think, at getting the idea of secession out. So we came with all these secession signs to the Huntsman event, and our intention was to simply stand with the signs and
in the back of the room.
Silent protest.
A silent protest. We'll tell you what happened, and the trouble started before we even got in the building. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive on our bulletin board system over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's where you can post messages to other Free Talk Live listeners. over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years, you know that they're not good for you. You know that inhaling combusted plant material, especially the plant material that comes in the form of cigarettes that's been treated in all those ways, isn't good for you. It contains all kinds of carcinogens. And what if I told you that there was a better way? The e-cigarette, it contains nicotine, which certainly is a poison, but it doesn't contain all of those other carcinogens. And if you sort of do the math on that, that makes the e-cigarette 22,000 times healthier for you. Not to say it's healthy, but it's healthier than smoking a cigarette. Vaporsmiths.com makes one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today, and they'll give it to you completely free. So you can already start, because it costs less to use an e-cigarette than it does to, you know, smoke cigarettes themselves, probably because of the taxes and all those things. So it's already going to, you know, save you money, you're going to be healthier, you're going to smell better, and, you know, you're not going to be endangering your family's health or your friend's health with secondhand smoke. No more ashtray mouth, too. Go to Vaporsmiths.com, use coupon code FTL, purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that go on the back of the e-cigarette to deliver the nicotine. Use coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com and you'll get free shipping and a free starter kit. You can call 855 to get vapor if you don't want to use the website, and use coupon code FTL. You'll get the same starter kit and the same free shipping by purchasing 40 cartomizers. It's Vaporsmiths.com, 855 to get vapor.
All right, so just to continue here, and we'll get to your phone calls also about the John Huntsman event. Derek J. and I and some other activists came out. Had about five people had made some signs that were not pro-Huntsman or against Huntsman or any candidate or anything like that. It was just simply a secession outreach. We wanted people to know that some people in New Hampshire are pretty sick and tired of this whole federal government thing, and we figured we'd use the opportunity of this political event that John Huntsman put together for us, where approximately 400 people were in the gallery for this event. It was very, very crowded. And we showed up with the intention of holding signs, and we're stopped right at the front door briefly. We'll get to the rest of the story in a moment. Eric is in Michigan, though. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Before I tuned into your show, I had KDKA out of Pittsburgh, and PBS made a special announcement that MIDI man Romney is the victor in New Hampshire. And I think there's a real clever mainstream prostitute propaganda media psyops going on relative to programming the American sheeple with the mantra, so-and-so can't win, so-and-so can't win. And then, as you know, Ron Paul has been marginalized, ostracized, ridiculed, despite having won the CPAC conference competition, or whatever you call it, two or three years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what they're doing is setting the stage because of their election fraud activities, which Bev Harris, Black Box Vote, I think is the website, .org, and prior to her vote scam of the Collier brothers. I think what they figure is the American sheeple, who hear the lies that Ron Paul can't win, etc., they will rig the election so there's a really close outcome like there was in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And so people say, yeah, he can't win. I'm not going to vote for a loser. I want to vote for a winner. And so, you see what I'm saying?
But he is winning. I mean, he was third place in Iowa with almost a statistical tie, and
second place in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, he's going to finish a strong second with, you know, more than the rest of the candidates.
Certainly, Romney's in the lead, so lots of people did want to vote for a wiener, there's no doubt.
But, Eric, what you're saying does resonate with me. Of course people want to vote for a winner. The people who pick sports teams always just want to pick, you know, of course there are diehard fans, but a lot of people I've seen just want to pick whoever's winning. And
right,
there's something true about repeating magic words and getting words into the minds of the public. It's almost like, I don't know if you've seen It's from some comedy where people put a jinx or a hex on someone by saying, "You will fail." And just, you know, those words resonate into people's minds.
It's true. I think that's probably more so true for 2008 than it is today, because anybody that's paying attention can see Ron Paul as a top tier candidate, which means that it shouldn't feel like a wasted vote to vote for Ron Paul in a primary.
No, absolutely.
In fact,
not.
Guys, I want you to know that I contacted some people, including a sign maker, who, upon presenting this idea, I want a huge sign between my driveway and the neighbor's driveway, facing the street. I'm on a real busy street. And I decided, okay, how about run this by America First, Ron Paul, Americans President, and then somewhere on the sign, war is racketeering, Fed Res is to... No more.
It's already way too long. I'm confused. I don't know what it is you're trying to communicate.
What's Fed Res?
Well, Federal Reserve is war is racketeering. We know that, right? War is racketeering. And then Federal Reserve is also racketeering because, the Wall Street bankster gangsters, who are the primary stockholders of the Federal Reserve Private Corporation, were bailed out and were the culprits of all these fraudulent investment.
I think you should keep it simple. Pick one idea and go with that.
I like the war one. I would love to see Ron Paul or Ron Paul supporters adopt the popular John and Yoko saying, "War is over if you want it."
That's a good one. Eric,
yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, guys, thank you. Because also, Lenin, and the power of those spoken words. That was from the Christmas song, wasn't it?
Sure was.
This is Christmas, what have you done, right?
War is over.
I'd like to say government is over if you want it. Thanks for the call, Eric. I appreciate it.
I don't think voting for president is is the same as government is over. I think that you either take the war meme or the Federal Reserve meme, and I think that there's something to be had on the fact that they couldn't get through a bill to audit the Federal Reserve. I find to be just despicable. We're not talking about eliminating the Federal Reserve. You're talking about auditing. Counting what's going on, and they didn't want to get that through. Their little cronies would stop that.
You were really surprised by that?
I thought it's not that I'm surprised.
Okay.
I think it's despicable.
Yes, they are despicable.
And, just audit the Fed. Audit the Fed, the American people, but I don't think that auditing the Fed seems important enough to people. Restore the economy or something like that. You got to speak to what people care about.
And keep it simple. Even if you've got a big sign, that doesn't mean you should put a whole bunch of words on it. 1-855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Coming up, our experience getting kicked out of a Huntsman event simply for trying, on public property, on a public school campus, simply for trying to hold signs peacefully. We'll explain what happened here. We're coming up. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit readyreservefoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or readyreservefoods.com. Don't wait, call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or readyreservefoods.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Tis the primary day here in New Hampshire, or the Shire, as we like to call it. And Ron
you like
Paul,
to call it. I call it New Hampshire.
More and more people are calling it the Shire.
I'm
Mark.
So glad they are.
Yes. So anyway, we've been talking about all things.
Who's we?
We, those of us here on the show. We have been talking about all things campaign here. Ron Paul doing fairly well in New Hampshire thus far with the votes. Since we're halfway through the show, Mark, go ahead and give a stat update.
All right. Mitt Romney's at 35.5%. This is 20%. Nearly 21% reporting, so that's important. Nearly 21% of the towns are reporting here on these statistics, so usually when you're at that kind of number, it's pretty firm. It's going to move a little bit, obviously, and vary, but I don't expect much more than a point movement in any one direction for any of these candidates. Mitt Romney's at 35.5. Ron Paul's at 24.9, so just nudging up at 25%.
Excellent.
John Huntsman is at 16.9%. He's third. So, you know, the way that they're going to
the
report it.
He's the free speech candidate, right?
What's that?
He's the free speech candidate.
That's right. They're going to report this on the media. Mitt Romney wins, Huntsman surging. Okay, so this is the title. I'm predicting
now,
it already.
Now, this guy spent all his time in New Hampshire.
Yep.
This is the guy who got 0.1% or whatever in Iowa because he told the Iowans, screw you, mm-hmm. I don't think you're important. And so spent all of his campaign time in New Hampshire. He's going to totally peter out, I would imagine, after this. But the important part is the Santorum guy got, what, 10%?
Well, it's actually a slightly less than that.
Really?
Santorum's... Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He bumped up. I was remembering another number. 10.1%, and Gingrich is at 10.3%. So they're basically tied for
so
four.
So Santorum dropped off the map, right? So he was number two, wasn't he,
Iowa? He's got less than half than what he had in Iowa, and I sincerely hope that this puts his campaign into the pooper.
This guy is, you know, this guy's bad news. And, of course, they're all bad news besides Ron Paul. But it's good to see that he's doing so poorly here in New Hampshire. That says something to me about the people of New Hampshire. Even the Republicans here are clearly not like the ultra-zealous, crazed religious people like, you know, maybe you might find in the breadbasket. In fact, as I understand it, here in Cheshire County, there is a fairly low percentage of churched people. Like the amount of people that go to church on a regular basis, fairly low compared to some other places in the country.
Well, the way I read the numbers, it looks like there's really only Romney and Paul.
Anymore. Absolutely.
And Obama, which he had an overwhelming number of votes.
Although Vermin Supreme is in third place.
He's a contender.
That's what I've been. That's what I said. You were talking about Vermin. They're all Vermin.
But he is Vermin Supreme.
That's what I said coming out of Iowa was basically that Santorum was going to get trashed, and in New Hampshire, and therefore you would have a
look at you, Mark. You're a political analyst.
Two man race. And you know that this is what I'm seeing. And my question is this. Is this surge going to give Huntsman something to run forward with? And are the anti-Romney people going to take Huntsman? Which, I mean, he's even... I don't know why they would choose to. There is no conservative candidate left. I mean, for the conservatives, no candidate. Maybe Ron Paul, but the Warhawks aren't going to like that very much.
So, Ron Paul with nearly 25%.
Yep.
Is that right? 24.7? 24.9. Now, we did some research. We looked back at the results from 2008, because when the Iowa primary happened, I was wondering, well, how much better did Ron Paul do? And I went and I looked at it, and Ron Paul got like 8%, some 8-something percent in Iowa in 2008, and ended up getting 22%. In this year's primary. Now, we don't have the final numbers in for tonight, but presuming he stays at around 24%.
It's more like 21% in Iowa, Ron Paul.
Whatever. My point is, he did just better than twice as well in Iowa this time around than last time.
Better than twice.
That's significant growth there. Here, he
looks
got
like he's going to do better than three times.
Right. What did he get in 2008? Was
7.8%.
So nearly 8% in New Hampshire in 2008. Now with almost 25%. So he's looking at three times the vote percentage this time around. That's huge growth. I mean, that alone is something worth crowing about, because it shows that the ideas of liberty are penetrating into the population and they're sticking with people, and people are willing to get out and support Ron Paul this time.
Paul's almost 30% in Cheshire County, which is where we are.
Incredible.
And I think things are only getting better for Paul as the defectors, you know, the people who voted for people other than Romney and Paul, the number one and two contenders, will split their votes between probably, the way I read it, Paul and Obama. Because if they want to keep these wars going, I mean, and even if they're a traditionally Republican voter, wouldn't they just vote again for Obama? He's the one who's good on war.
Well, I mean, all the other Republicans
I don't think
are good on war, too.
I think that your average Republican who likes, loves the troops, because I don't think they all want war. I think they love the troops.
I think a lot of them want war.
I think they want that, too, but they love
they
the
like
troops.
They like to kill.
The troops is the way that they talk about it in their minds.
They like the bloodshed.
And
sick.
So they love the troops, and they want a fiscal conservative. I think that most of them will fall, if Paul wins the primary, then, you know, they would fall in line behind Paul. And I've heard many of them say it, that they would grudgingly...
Paul's not winning the primary.
But if he won the primary elections, if he...
You mean overall?
If he became the anti-Romney candidate, this is what it's all about. Romney can't get more than 35%.
But that's how I'm reading New Hampshire's vote, right? Because Romney's at 35 and change, and Paul's at 25 and change. The next one down is like at 10% or something.
He's at almost 17. So if Paul can secure his place as the anti-Romney vote, which is going to be tough because he's this... sort of wild card that isn't conservative, really, by the conservative standards. He's
by Ron Paul's standards.
Not moderate. I mean, so it's kind of tough. I don't know what's going to happen, but if he can secure his place as the anti-Romney candidate, he'll win.
All I know is he's done well in both Iowa and New Hampshire, and the only other candidate who can claim that is Romney, and so it really is a two-man race at this point. And I think you're probably going to see what Perry got, like 0.7% or
something
like that.
Yeah, Perry's at 0.7.
So Perry has dropped completely off the radar at this point. And
he might still be gambling on South Carolina.
If he doesn't throw in the towel soon, he's probably going to end up throwing it in at some point.
Well, and South Carolina, I believe, is on the 21st.
28th, right?
You said 28th earlier.
Okay, South Carolina's on the 28th. If Perry might be holding out for his bump in South Carolina is what he might be saying to himself.
But the more these guys drop out, the better it is for Ron Paul.
Is that so? Right.
I think so.
People are going to be looking at other options, right?
Right. Well, they're going to look at other options. There's a chance that he could pull some voters from Perry. You know, Perry's from Texas. Ron Paul's from Texas. You know, people vote that
Perry's
way.
Perry's anti-Fed.
Perry, so he says. And Perry even supported secession at some point in the past. He's tooling around.
I think that of the people in there, that Perry has some Ron Paul voters, but 0.7 isn't going to do anything for Ron Paul's numbers.
But that's just in New Hampshire. There's other people who are fans of him. But that's not what I'm looking at necessarily. I'm just looking at time on the air, time in the debates. You know, when there's 15 people on stage, Ron Paul only gets so much time. Now there's only, like, how many people in the race? 7, 6, something like that?
Well, I don't think that anybody even counts. If you're not pulling a one, you don't count.
But they're still putting these guys in the.
They're not going to put Perry on the number on the debate anymore.
No way.
Who wants to hear from a candidate who gets 7%?
Okay, well, it'd be great if they pulled him out. I didn't know they were going to pull him out prior to him quitting the race. But anyway, presuming whatever happens, someone's going to drop out at some point, whether it's tomorrow or 3 weeks from now. But when they drop out, these debates will continue. And for me, this is not about Ron Paul winning. It'd be great if he did. It's about Ron Paul getting his ideas out into the populace. And his airtime on the debates, if it keeps increasing, it's only a good thing. And the larger his profile is, him being the number two candidate, a strong number two candidate, means he's going to get more interviews. He's going to get more press
appearances.
Way ahead
of Huntsman.
He's going to get more interviews and more airtime, and more people are going to hear about him.
More airtime would be good. He could talk about some of the things he endorses. I would like to hear some of his thoughts on secession and make some of the election about secession. See what people think, because I know a lot of people across North America are really upset with the invasiveness of the federal government in their lives, that they feel like they could run their lives perhaps better than these bureaucrats.
You know, speaking of some of the things that he's saying in his debate from this weekend, one of my favorite parts was where he was asked about, they asked him about the racist newsletter thing, and he addressed it, and then he went on to say that one of his heroes is Martin Luther King.
Awesome.
Rosa Parks, and he explained why, and that's because he supported peaceful civil disobedience. Ron Paul's on national TV endorsing peaceful civil disobedience. I mean, that alone is just amazing. It's Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling? Gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. Big Berkey Waterfilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, Big Berkey Waterfilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Some of those features there include the mobile site. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get quick access to our live streams, as well as the Free Talk Live, not just the live streams, but the podcast is also there. M.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. The principal over there at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, has been for a very long time. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. And remember to do business with businesses support Free Talk Live.
All right, so we've been talking sort of on and off about various different things politically related. Obviously, it's the primary night tonight, or primary day here in New Hampshire. The polls closed at 7. Results are coming in. We just went over some of those. We'll give you an update toward the end of the show on how Ron Paul is doing currently in a strong second place. And that's great news for the future of his ideas still being promulgated across national media and the Internet. So I think that's excellent. Now, back to our story, Derek J., you and I, and some other activists from the Keene area went to Keene State College over the weekend. There was a primary event happening, a campaign event for John Huntsman happening at the college in a fairly large room where there are about 400 people, according to some media estimates, on the first floor. We attempted to come in with signs, with secession, pro-secession signs. And, of course, we had our video cameras with us as well, so we were documenting the entire process. And we were actually surprisingly stopped by a strange man at the front door of the college student center, which is where the event was happening. A man with a dog on a leash was attempting to intimidate us into not coming in. And I believe, Derek, you were at the front of the group of people that was going in.
Yeah, I was walking. I was cold, so I was doing an extra fast strut, and this man put his hands on my chest, like stopping me, just like stop in the name of love type hands.
These Republicans love to put their hands all over you.
Well, you know, who can blame them? But it was so absurd. I was, you know, telling him, you know, you can't put your hands on me, and are you infringing on my freedom of movement? And those somehow were magic words to him. He sort of backed off after that. And also,
but he told us we couldn't
bring
signs in, is what he said.
Well, yeah, he was saying we can't bring signs in. Now, I have some experience with that where I tried to bring signs into past events where there are several lines of defense where people say, oh, no signs, no signs, just in case people don't get the message or come in through some wayward means. They want to make sure they've got all their bases covered, and they tend to have these people out there just, you know, I don't know if he was a supporter or working for the event, but
he didn't have any indication. There was no, like, name tag or any sort of indicator. He didn't have, like, an earpiece. He was just... Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know, he might have been working for him, and it wouldn't surprise me if the word had spread, you know, like they saw, probably have seen what happened to Santorum, and that's why I think Gingrich canceled his event the same day as Santorum, because he probably heard that he was going to get dogged, and he bailed out. In this case, they had security as tight as they possibly could around this, but I loved how you handled him. You were just basically like, that's okay,
yeah.
And then just went right on in anyways with our signs.
Yeah, just reminding him that everything is okay, yeah. That I'm, you know, able to walk around freely on public property with a sign or without one. No big deal. I'm not harming anyone, so I'm just going to keep going. And so once we passed that first line of defense, you were asking, who are you? Who are you? And he mm-hmm. wouldn't want to answer. But there were people inside who, once they saw our signs, were like, oh, hey, great signs. They were, you know, giving us compliments as we're passing by.
It started some conversations. That's right. Well. But then we tried to go into the room, and the room itself is upstairs. It's a second and third story room. So it starts on the second story, and there is a third story. So it's like a two-tier. There's the first tier, and there's the second tier. All of the audience was, for the most part, on the first floor of the room, and then the second floor is kind of this overlooking area where you can look down into the audience.
Mezzanine or something.
Yeah, there you go. A balcony slash... There's still some seating up there, but no one was seated up there. And so...
Right, we even helped them move chairs where they wanted them to be so that people could get a better view. And the people, once we were inside the event, were saying, some people said we couldn't have signs, but some of the it looked like they were college workers. They were just moving chairs around. They were like, oh, that's fine. We're just going to move these chairs for you. You can have your signs as long as you're seated. That's what they were saying.
Before we got into the room, another Huntsman staffer attempted to stop us as we were going up the stairs. And again, you're just like, oh, that's okay. Thanks. We'll be fine. And then we went on up.
She was nothing. She didn't put her hands on anyone. Was just saying, like, oh, you can't have those. And we're like, oh, no, we can. It's fine.
So we kind of lined up along one side of the mezzanine. And we're just quietly standing there holding our signs so the full audience down below could see the message of secession.
Oh, and the people were loving it. I could see them down there, you know, their eyes lighting up. What's going on upstairs? Mm-hmm. You know, there was no one up there yet.
Right, Huntsman was not speaking at this time. He was late or whatever, because that's what these politicians
generally are.
And so, everyone was noisy in there. Everyone was talking. It wasn't as though it was like this solemn, quiet thing and we were somehow interrupting and being loud or anything like that.
No, people were taking out their cameras, their personal cameras or professional cameras and taking pictures and smiling. I was flashing peace signs. I got some in return. Mm-hmm. And it was a great event. Up until...
It didn't last long.
Yeah. Just for a few minutes. We were, you know, told to move from one part of the balcony to another. That was no problem. I was helping bring chairs so that people could be seated there. And
Huntsman's staff came in and attempted to threaten us, telling us that it was their event and they don't allow signs at their event. Although apparently the Huntsman sign that was down on the stage was fine. But they didn't allow other people to have signs at their event and peacefully, quietly hold them. And we said, well, this is public property and we're just going to stay here.
Right. Their claim was that since the Huntsman campaign had rented out this public property, that they got to make the rules about this property.
That's an interesting claim.
Which is interesting to me. I don't really know how they flesh that out because, I mean, it's still public property.
I didn't ask you, right?
Yeah. Right. So I would assume that the First Amendment still applies there, like it applies everywhere else.
Well, that's what we thought.
Oh, it applies on public property.
Right.
Which this is, because it's a college campus, which receives public funds. It's Keene State College. So there we were, and the Huntsman woman was frustrated. She left. And then the college sent a bureaucrat up who said, and he used the "my boss told me" excuse, that, it's not me doing this to you, it's my boss. I'm just his... his tool.
But then he did reveal that his boss wasn't even aware of the situation, and he was really acting on his own.
Well, he said his boss wasn't there, I think.
Well, he said his boss wasn't there, but he had given him some instructions for how to handle this type of situation.
And he threatened to bring the police in.
Right, that's the way you handle the situation, is to use threats of force rather than to talk or negotiate.
Do you think he could have talked you guys out of there?
No, well, I think he could have used words and explained his position, where he came from, at least, you know.
My position is I want you to leave, and you won't.
Well,
what else do you do with
we're being
point?
Peaceful. I mean, there's no reason for peaceful people who are being silent to leave a political event.
Yeah, I think that the best argument is this is public property, and I'm part of the public. This is paid for with my dollars, and nobody gave me any money for renting this out, so therefore I'll just be sitting around with my
son. Yeah, if you want to pay me to leave, that's fine. I'll leave if you pay me off. But no, we didn't leave, and so he huffed off. And then it wasn't long before Keene Police arrived, and it was the same officer who,
I have to say, before Keene Police arrived, I was under a different impression. I thought, because the security guard was saying he didn't have a problem with the signs.
Right, the boss man from the college
told
us to leave.
The boss man steams off, and Jason Talley of Talley.TV asks him, so, hey, do you think we should leave right now, or are we causing a ruckus? Or
right, because he was standing with us the whole time, see?
Right. And he said, no, I don't think you should leave. No, I will tell you if you are causing a problem.
Right, so the security guard was cool with us.
Security guard.
Yeah. Campus security, which is basically a cop, but not quite. Anyway.
And he works for the university, the organization that rented the hall to the Huntsman campaign.
Correct.
So therefore, it would stand to reason that the property owner is of higher authority than the renter.
Ultimately, yeah, one would think, and he was even saying that we didn't have to go to their little free speech zone where they were trying to sequester us off, saying, oh, well, we have a place for you. It's in the basement somewhere.
Yeah, they told us we could hold signs in their free speech zone, and I actually asked him.
Watch out for the whirling knives.
This was the college bureaucrat that told us this, that we had to go into their area where we could hold the signs, and I actually asked him, you mean the free speech zone? And he essentially acknowledged that. And so, obviously, we didn't leave. He left. And then Keene Police showed up just a couple minutes later.
Totally clueless. They had they really didn't know who was being kicked out or why.
Oh, yeah, they knew.
They knew who they wanted to kick out, but they didn't know where the authority came
from. Okay, so there's free staters. They must be wrong.
Yeah, right. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More on what happened at this Huntsman event. It was a total violation of free speech, right to assemble. But hey, welcome to America. That's how things are. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.